Another episode of Pierre's Panic Room. You know how we do. We got the flyest show on the internet, and we got a fly guest today. Okay, you know who's gonna be on here. But before we get to the queen, let me talk it out. Let me read these comments y'all be leaving me. And first of all, I want to give y'all a shout out for all the fans out there who support me and love me. I appreciate it when y'all stop me on the street and tell me you like me. And sometimes you knuckleheads in the comments, I hear what you're saying, man. Y'all be hating. I'm bringing y'all good people. You ain't seen this young lady nowhere. I'm bringing her here. Y'all tripping? Damn, y'all petty, boy. Y'all petty and stuff. Well, let me read it. Let me read some of these comments. Okay, this is from the Carlos Miller Show. Crystal Herity said, congratulations, Pierre, on hitting 100K. Shout out to my fans. Thank you for getting 100,000 subscribers. Your show is dope, and you always put out quality content. Who doesn't love Carlos Miller? Damn, Carlos, it's about me. Okay? Who loves me? Okay, how about that? All right, from the Brother Man Show, my man Reginald Ballard, shout out to Reginald Ballard. Miss V says, Bernie is a legend. I love Brother Man, and he is so funny. Yes, he is, man. That was a heartfelt moment. He was talking about Bernie, the loss of Bernie, man. That was really great. All right, for the Linnell Show, Ra says, it's R-A-I, says, even the way Pierre drinks out of his mug is funny, putting his entire face inside the mug. So my mug is in the mug. I like that. A muggy mug mug. All right, that's enough of that. All right, y'all know who my guest is this week. I can't wait. Man, it took me forever to get this young lady. She is way too busy. I mean, way too busy. We got her for the time you see. From the time you see this interview, is all we got, okay? I'm telling you, that's all we got. We ain't got a minute more, and we ain't damn sure getting a minute less. I'm getting all the minutes I can get with this young lady. It took me a long time to get on my show. Give it up for the one and only Marseille Martin. Is that what we're going?
Yeah,
Marseille?
That's what we're doing.
Oh, give up for Marseille. All right, give it up.
Hello.
Let me tell you something. This is gonna be a little trippy interview because.
How so?
Because I remember when you were in your diapers, okay?
So, oh really?
So and now you're a grown woman, so I got to balance this conversation, okay? I got to remember you're a young lady, but I remember you know when you was a baby, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I remember when you weren't even here. Let's be real, okay? I remember meeting you, hanging with your mother and father. All right, so let's go. Man, what success you've gotten at such a young, early age, girl.
Thank you.
Damn. And your name, Marseille. That Marseille, that's like France, Italy? Where's that from?
It's France.
France, okay.
I believe,
okay.
Yes. Okay. But I am named after my cousin, though. So my cousin's name was Marseille Murray. So to honor her, that's my middle name. You know, my real name is Kayla, obviously. So.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. I know that now.
How you know me since diapers?
Right.
And you didn't know that was my
name. Well, you were a little boo-boo girl. Like, come here, boo-boo. That's all that was back then.
Right.
You were a little boo-boo back then, okay? It wasn't no Marseille and all the other. It was just boo-boo. Come
That's
here, girl.
That's crazy,
okay?
Man. All right.
You didn't know my name either back then, so we even.
Nah,
okay?
Nah.
All right, then.
No.
You know. But no, we have to say, Marseille, you know what's funny? Lucky you didn't go to regular schooling, did you?
I did.
Did you get teased with the name? Because I got teased with Pierre. Look at that. Pierre. I've been called Perrier.
Well, I like your name because it reminds me of, yo, Pierre, you want to come out here?
Hey. You remember that? Oh, yeah. Okay. See, I like
it. I didn't know it from Jamie Foxx, though. I knew it from the actual producer, Pierre.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I had to learn it backwards. But when I heard that, I was like, oh, Pierre, I like that name.
So. Okay. We're good. So let me start off with, you were born in Plano, which is right outside of Dallas, for those who don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I remember your parents moving from L.A. to Dallas. And when you were born, let me tell you, I'm going to be honest with you, your mother knew you was a star at a very, very young age. I don't know what you were doing in the, what you call the bassinet or whatever. Damn, I'm sorry, the bassinet when she would start telling me about you. I'm like, okay. She would always talk about you. Okay. And me and your mom used to like comedy a lot. I'm not quite sure she told you.
Right, she does, yes.
Oh, she does, yeah. She's come to all the comedy clubs and knew a lot of celebrities. So she's already been around celebrities. So she's probably not even that impressed about your celebrity just because she's been around celebrities all her life almost.
Mm-mm.
Oh, she still jocking?
Well, no, honestly, it's kind of surreal for the both of us.
Uh-huh.
We're both very like chill spirits, but also know how to have a good time when it's needed.
Mm-hmm.
So we just, I feel like what I've learned is everybody's really just normal people going through their own stuff.
Right.
Just as humans do. So yeah, when you're in these rooms with amazing people that you look up to, it's crazy to be like, oh, okay. Like, you know, you gotta make it chill. You gotta make it a welcoming environment, you know?
Okay.
For yourself.
I mean, look, how old are you again? Damn. Grown folk talk.
No, I'm 18.
At 18, you're gonna be like, girl, you know what I'm saying? We had a good time. We be doing this. Damn. Okay, let me straighten myself up. Okay, Miss Martin. Okay. Because, you know, I met your family. I know your mama, your grandma. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I spent the night at your house one night. Yeah. Your grandma. Wow. See, you don't remember all that. You was a little boop boop. You was a little boop boop with the diaper.
In Texas?
Yes, in Texas. Upstairs in the guest room. Oh. Okay. And your mama was funny. Your grandma. She had a funny spirit. Grandma's the chain.
Yes. My whole family is just like very humorous.
Yes.
To say the least.
Yes, they're wild. Yeah. I was like, yeah, okay. I was almost about to holler at your grandma. But you know, we talk about it another time. We're about the same age, believe it or not.
Are you talking about my grandma or my great grandma?
No,
were you hollering at my great grandma?
No, hold on. Well. Who else?
Oh, Booba. Okay,
Booba. Booba's the one that's funny, right?
Yeah, no.
I like Booba.
She was
Booba's
crazy.
Yes, Booba, yes.
She was a fine lady. I love her. She's my best friend.
She's the best friend? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So, let's talk about some stuff you've been. I mean, I was like, wow. Your mother, you know, we're friends. She used to tell me about you all the time. Mm. All the time. Like, my daughter's funny. Because I have a daughter, and I was putting my daughter through the same situation.
Okay.
You know, people were trying to cast her for stuff, but she lived in D.C. Long story. But she was really pushing you and saying that you were funny. And you hear that all the time from parents. My child is great. My child,
yeah.
Okay, Carol. Enough of the great daughter stories. For some reason, you was getting commercial after commercial. I was like, I ain't like that. I was like, hold on now. My daughter ain't getting this kind of commercial.
You was mad.
I was mad. Yeah, I was mad too. Double mad. Mad. Yes, I was. I was like, how she keep getting commercials? You got commercials when you was a baby. I'm going to tell you one she kept reminding me. This one from Meineke. I don't remember that. Mm-hmm. Your mother told me, remember that one right there?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's you right there, boo-boo.
Yes.
Okay.
I remember this one very clearly.
Show them to the wide picture. You had to do something, prove a thread of a penny in the head or something
mm-hmm,
like that?
Mm-hmm.
What? Like, how'd you get that commercial? How old were you? 8 years old, seven?
It had to be like 7 going on 8. But
wow.
Like, yeah, because that was right before Blackish, but right before I booked Blackish.
And you weren't fearful of the camera? Like, that kind of stuff would make you nervous?
No, because I feel like I've always... Well, I mean, when mom gets excited,
okay.
And even just my whole family, when they get excited, you know, it was a thing to pull out their cameras for YouTube.
I know,
or whatever,
that's right.
Just to be like, oh, my God, or just for Facebook, look at my child.
Right.
So I feel like I just was always a camera person. And I like to entertain. I like to perform. So
Did you take acting classes as a little girl?
I did, but not for long. I was at, I believe it was at Kathy Sullivan. I was there for like.
That sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm. It was a big thing in Texas. So
yeah,
like it was like acting classes that Miley Cyrus went to, Selena Gomez, the Jonas Brothers, anybody that came out of Texas, like somehow had connection to that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right,
so
right.
I was there for a little bit. And no, my parents, they risked it. They were like, hey, just go for it. Do your own thing. And then, I did a couple classes, and I'm not going to say who, but somebody from the facility said by the time the agents from like all around the world or all around the U.S. were going to come and have this seminar and look at all the kids. And they were like, well, I don't think she's ready. Like, I don't think Kayla is ready. But they were like, you know what? We just gonna go for it anyways. And I ended up getting an LA agent from there.
Wow. And it seemed like you were getting a lot of them, like a lot of auditions. I mean, a lot of parts in commercials. Your mother would tell me like, see, another commercial.
Yeah.
I stopped when I saw your mother's name, I just wouldn't answer the phone sometimes.
Dang.
Yeah, I'm petty. That's what I am. P.S. Petty Panic Room. That's what we do here. So I think it was around 2013, y'all moved to California around that time, right?
For
your career, really, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Well, and everything kind of just aligned perfectly. I mean, my dad's job relocated us back to L.A. And I really wanted, to be secure in our decision, it was kind of me saying I wanted to pursue acting. So,
wow.
Yeah,
wow.
It just kind of aligned perfectly.
That is. Did you have any, like, when you were a little girl, like crushes on actors or any, like somebody famous? Did you
see? I still do. What?
What? Come on now, don't do it. Well, let's just talk back then. Who'd you like back then? You like,
who would I like back then?
Justin Bieber? Yeah, he was hot. No? We don't do white? We don't do white?
No.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I do everything.
Oh, okay.
Well,
okay.
Not everything. Well, you know, I ain't for Asian? Unfortunately, I ain't for the girls.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
I like dudes. I like dudes.
Okay, that's cool.
I know
that's
a lot of people get mad at that. Because the main question right now is, do I like girls? And I'm like, no, I'm sorry.
Really? People ask you that question for real?
Because, you know. You just never know.
Well, you know what's funny? My generation, that wasn't really asked. But now everybody's buying it. Everybody's flip-flopping. Whatever. They'll ask you anything.
We don't discriminate, but right. I know what I like.
Right.
That's some dudes. But, okay. Yeah, I like white, black, anybody.
But would you have a crush on what singer or who would you have a crush on when you was like 10 years old? I was wondering who you liking.
I had crushes on...
Bobby V?
Who's that?
Damn, Bobby Valentine. You remember Bobby Valentine? Bobby Valentino. Valentino. No, no. Damn. Okay. Okay.
I don't know Bobby V.
Okay. Then let me know who you had a crush on.
It was more of the people or the kids that I was going to school with. Oh. I'm more of a personality person. Okay. If you can treat me right, or it's funny, it's clean. Right. I have to see that, you know. I can't look at, damn, you know, a screen and
you're
be
grown.
Like,
oh. You say clean? Yeah. That's a long time from a woman.
No, for real. If somebody stink, that's the biggest, like,
I stank.
No.
I know that stank. Ooh.
I met so many of my crushes and they stunk. And I was this is off. I'm right. Done. Right. I'm over at it. One sniff and I'm gone. Like, it was crazy.
You got the one sniff challenge. Okay. One sniff and you
like,
dip.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Like, mom.
Yeah, exactly.
It was horrible.
Exactly. Okay. So, you get to L.A. Mm-hmm. You get to audition for Black-ish. Did you have any idea how big the show might be or who's all going to be on it? Or you just like, it's just another audition?
No, it was just another audition. And I was constantly on a rotation of just doing audition after audition after audition. So it really wasn't a big deal, especially I was little, so it just kind of felt like any other day.
Right.
And then the more that I kept getting callbacks, the more it kind of just got a little bit bigger. And I was like, oh, this could actually be something. Not really like something as the show, but like I could actually be a part of it. Because Black-ish was my first TV show.
Right.
And it was the first time that I actually had to go through that rotation and get so far. It was different.
Do you get nervous as the chance, you know, you get further along, you know, on an audition like that? Do you get more and more nervous, like you're getting closer?
For that one, I don't remember being nervous. I knew I kind of had it in the bag.
Damn.
Ooh. I knew the script,
okay,
like through and through.
Okay.
And on my downtime, I would just be looking at that script and that script only. So it really was just like, I know I'm comfortable with it. Right. It's just up to the people now.
Right. At that age, do you know the magnitude of the people you're about to be in with? Those are some heavy hitters now.
Yes, I actually did. That was one thing I kind of got excited about because I knew Tracy from Girlfriends.
Okay.
I knew Anthony from a couple things my mom showed me back then. And then Lawrence, obviously, from The Matrix. So it was dope.
Wow.
I didn't really realize the impact, really, that it had on my life until we actually started filming season one. Because we did the pilot, obviously.
Right.
And then we took a long break because... usually in production, you do the pilot, wait for the green light, and then you kind of go forward. So I just kind of thought it was going to be like another gem in time that was just like, okay, this was a moment that we're never going to go back to. To be completely honest, like this was just a fun experience. We took all the pictures in the world after the pilot because we didn't know if we were coming to.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like our show was called Untitled Anthony Anderson Project. And then when
Yeah. I love it. That's what they do a lot of times. Right.
Yeah. So it was before it was called Black-ish, it was that. So, you know.
Right. Let me ask you, when you started, you know, getting the feel of everybody, all the characters, it seemed like it felt like it's like a real family.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It seemed like y'all would joke on off and off camera and so forth and keep that. And I don't know Kenyon Barris like that, but, you know, he seems to be a kind of guy who's in touch with everything and lets you roll with some stuff. Is he that kind of director that lets you kind of ad-lib and roll a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, Kenya pretty much secured me in my acting chops and my acting skills really early on. Like I said, I was so used to commercials back then that I was kind of used to doing the same thing over and over again when it comes to different emotions or whatever. I would just be like kind of like a robot in a sense.
Sure.
Because I knew that's what got me the job.
Right.
So, I mean, in the beginning, that's kind of what I was doing. And then Kenya talked to me and was like, just do you. Like, not really those words, but like, right. He was really just like, just pulled me aside and was like, just do you. Like, you don't have to, you know, do that, whatever, right. You know. And that really secured me kind of for the rest of the series.
Right, right.
Yeah. It opened me up in so many ways.
Right, right. No, of course. I didn't realize. The pressure gets away, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to do as a director, I would do stuff like, I let you film your, you know, way I want you to do it. Then I say, you do it one way, the way you want to do it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that'd be better than what I, you know, what I asked for.
No, right, like, right. Yeah, and I mean, now I work with a whole bunch of different directors, and to be able to work with them on different projects, that's the main thing that they do is like, okay, I did it this way. Now go wild, do whatever you want. So, and that's my favorite take usually.
Well, you know, somebody I like also from the show, behind the scenes, is she as crazy as she is behind the scenes, Jennifer?
Mm-hmm.
She off the chain with that mouthpiece. But she deserves it. I mean, she is what she is. She's a diva. Yeah. She's been around forever.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, I respect it. I love Jennifer. You know, she came later on in the season. Mm-hmm. And I knew her from Prince of the Frog.
Oh, wow.
So everybody else knew her from different things. Sure. I was like, please. I would be in the hair and makeup trailer like, please be Mama Odie. Just say the words. Right, say the voice. Right. And she did so many times for me. I was like, no one else gonna get this, okay?
Right,
I am VIP in this.
I know that's right.
So it was so funny. But no, she's amazing. And I just adore her. And I'm grateful to have her by my side.
Yeah. I mean, you got, I don't use the word lucky, because they say luck with show business. But you got on a great show at a young age. You know, a lot of actors will work forever to try to get to that situation. To get on that is beautiful. Like wow. And I like the fact that you've taken it and kept on, you know, moving, you know, on. It's funny. I came into your house one time when you were working on, you were still on Blackish. And I remember I was helping you, you would come up with ideas of other scripts or other movies or so forth like that. I'm at the house with you and your mother. And I remember you were like, we got something to eat. It was getting late. And my mom made some food, had some food to order, whatever it was. Food was coming. And you were setting the table. And I looked at you, and I was like, look at mom.
That
like,
sounds like me.
And I was like, I looked at mom like, you know who she is? And she was like, yeah, my daughter who I told set the damn table. I was like, oh, okay, my bad. This ain't Star Blackish right now? Like, no, she's my daughter right now. And she going to set this damn table. I'm like, no, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So you were just like a regular kid still at home.
Yeah, I still
people
am.
People be thinking you'd be bald. You'd be doing like, you know, like got dudes carrying you. You got feathers and people feeding you grapes and stuff like that. They think all kind of ignorant stuff.
Yeah, they don't know. They don't know. I mean, I'm still a kid at the end of the day.
Right.
You know, I'm very grateful for my family because they keep me grounded. And
oh, yeah.
They're also not like hovering over me, like not allowing me to like soar outside of work, you know, because that's the main thing too, because as child actors and actresses, the thing that you kind of lose is the independence part and the feel of just what normal life is.
Right,
and
sure.
When you actually get out in the real world, you kind of just fall on your face sometimes because, you know, like you didn't get to learn these things. But no, I'm grateful to my parents that they make an effort for it to be as normal as possible. That's not dope. Just my parents, but like my grandparents, my cousins, my uncles, my aunties. Like they all make me feel very whole.
Nice. So, no, that's great, because I hate to see, you know, young actors, you know, fall off and turn to drugs or whatever the case may be, or just weren't guided correctly. Mm-hmm. But I feel like you are, especially the fact that you like. You start executive producing a movie? What are you doing that at your age? Like what? You took the what do you call it? The pacifier out your mouth and started directing or producing stuff. Like where they do that at? So first of all, I couldn't believe you. It was amazing that you were in that movie. What was it about? 1963, the one about the young black girl.
Oh my
girl.
God, we talking about this? We talking about American Girl?
What's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with it.
Shit, that wasn't no comedy. That was some real stuff. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that was me. That's why I didn't know what we talking about it, because I was like, oh yeah, I did that.
To go from Blackish to that? Well, you still working on Blackish.
I was still working on Blackish.
So that's a comedy to go into a drama?
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to take everybody's job.
I mean,
damn.
I don't even remember how I got there, to be honest.
Really?
I can't tell you how I got there. I don't even think I auditioned. Did I audition? I didn't. It was like, I don't remember how I got there. Oh, yes. Yeah, so the casting directors of Blackish casted me in American Girl.
Right, but it was so dope that they could see that in you, that you could do drama, you know what I'm saying,
from
the
crazy.
Comedy.
Yeah.
That's it, you know, and give you a movie, you're the lead?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't open the door and say, all right, mom, I want some ribs, and close the door, that's it? You was in the whole damn movie. It was all tense about, you know, racial, it was about racism and racial stuff. I was like, okay, okay. That really blew my mind when you did that. I'm going to be honest. I was like, wow, she's on to something.
Thank you.
Then we're talking about Little for you to executive produce that with, what's the young lady's name? No, that's right. Nope. No. The girl from
Regina Hall?
No, Regina Hall. The other girl too. Issa Rae.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm bad with names. I'm old.
You said Taraji P.
I know. I know. I knew it wasn't her.
You said Taraji P.
Right. No. Okay.
This was confident.
But and you executive produced that?
Yes.
That ain't right. You just come on. What else you ain't ready? When are you going to the moon?
Anytime soon? I don't know. That look a little scary.
Lord
to be
have
honest.
Mercy. Okay. So how did you get in that position to do that? That's dope.
Well, it was long story short. I mean, it was kind of the same thing where things kind of aligned perfectly. It was season one of Black-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And this was kind of like our first hiatus. Because we never really been through like a hiatus like that. Like I said, we were constantly on a routine of going to all these auditions and stuff and not really having like a break like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when we actually got a break from the season, because, you know, it was from August to March that we would film for a season. So when we were on break, we were like, okay, so we're not doing anything until August. We went to our agents and we were like, what do we got going on next? Like, I was ready.
I know that. I like that spirit.
Was ready to go. And they were like, oh, no, just take a break. It's just you got Black-ish and that's all you got. You know, that's it.
Yeah,
so we were like, why don't we just create something?
There you go.
And they kind of just like laughed at us because we were like, oh, well, like, where'd that come from, you know?
Right.
And then they were like, okay, so we'll have a meeting. We'll talk about all the things that are in production right now, and we'll just talk about it, right? Fast forward, that meeting happens, and it's a whole stack of scripts. And they're just kind of going through all the scripts that I'm not in. They're like, no young Black girls in this one. No role for you in this one. Like, that's really what the meeting was, to tell me all the things that I wasn't in. And we were like, So we fired them.
Good.
We fired them.
Get the hell out of here. Talent in the room.
I love a lot of the agents there, but it kind of just had to be, you know, it had to be done. And then as soon as that was done, we went back to our house in L.A. and we just kind of just started planning. We started plotting. Nice. We started figuring out. We didn't really make an overall plot, I will say, but my mom's favorite movie growing up was Big.
Oh, okay.
With Tom Hanks.
And it wasn't How to Be a Player, Babs? Okay, that's all right. Keep going. Yeah, I'll talk to your mom after the show. Yeah, damn, Big. Oh, white dude, Tom Hanks.
Anyways, her favorite movie was
Edit
Big.
This out. We'll edit it out. Just say the word Babs, and I'll put that in.
Okay.
Yeah. Babs. Well, go
ahead. her favorite movie was Big, and we wanted to kind of not have something like that, but we love the world of fantasy so much, and it was at the time something that you just didn't see Black people in often.
Yeah.
So we started planning out scenes more than the overall plot, and it kind of just came together from there. Like, we went through like the little details that my character would wear or just what they would say, and that's how we kind of went back and forth, like me and my parents, of just spilling out our creativity and just kind of creating little from there. Long story short, my mom was like, all right, so we'll keep this to ourselves. Don't tell nobody
about
this project.
That's you right.
And with my dad
Lord.
And his Leo self,
he
tapped Kenya Barris and was like, hey, we got a project for you. Which was, you know, good and, you know, it turned out being great. But yeah, the rest was history.
Was it fun to executive produce or a lot of work?
It was learning. It was a learning process because it was my first time. You know, I didn't create the film thinking like, oh, I'm going to be the producer of this.
Right.
It was more of like, okay, this makes sense, so we'll give you this title.
Nice.
And, you know, it was something that we saw that could happen. And my parents were like, oh, well, how come, you know, this, like, she basically kind of created this. So how come this can't happen for
there
her?
You go.
So it was
there
more
you
like
go.
That type of thing. But no, it was learning process. I was working with the dopest person in the game, Will Packer, and that was...
He never cast me anything.
Oh.
He's not that dope. He's cool. He's all right.
He ain't that dope?
No, he's all right.
Well, I mean...
All right, but we'll let you have it this time. Finish.
All right.
The dopest.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm hurt. I'm petty.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's okay.
The dopest person.
Yeah, he was great. He was awesome. When you have the chance, he's awesome.
Oh, okay. Oh, thank you.
Okay. Yeah. It, you know, watching him and watching like amazing comedic legends like Regina and Issa, which are like her lane is just beautiful that she has cultivated for herself. Just having those around was just the biggest learning curve I could ever have at that moment.
Right.
And no, I mean, it was just type of like, it was some type of adrenaline when I was there. Like, the fact that we created scenes in our living room to now having a whole production filming the scene that we created, like, it was just like, wow, I just remember us talking about it and us, like, as soon as they said action, I could hear, like, my mom's voice in the back of the head, like, talking about the movements that I was doing. Sure. Like, it was really crazy. And I was like, if I could do this more often, then I will. And that's how Genius Productions, my production company, came.
I was about to say, you got a production, because she has a production company. It's called, it's a first look deal. Do you know how rare that is? That means she gets to put up projects to the Universal, and they have a chance to look at it first and make a choice on it first, right? Before you think of someone else. And that's major. And no, most places don't give you the stuff like that, especially a black young girl, too. Woo!
Yeah, no, it was amazing.
You get to hire people and fire people. Ooh, that
hire
fun.
And fire people.
Oh, yeah, that's so fun.
No, that's the scary part.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I love doing it here.
You know, you feeding people's. Oh, you do?
Yeah, oh, wait, what? Oh, yeah.
Do you have like a voice that you have when you fire people?
Mm-hmm.
Can I hear
it? You don't hear? Get the hell out of the set now. It's my German.
All right.
Nine, go, leave. Yeah, they understand.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It works around here. Mm. Come back again. You're going to see a couple people missing.
Oh, wow.
So what happened to her and him?
I'll be like, good to see you, man.
No. You got to say, Zeke got to go.
Best of luck on your future. That's crazy.
But no, so, okay. So I was at your house, and you know.
How many times were you at my house, man?
See? Damn.
I don't remember. I know. I was at your house one time.
Right. I was looking script. Yeah.
When were you there?
Man, don't worry about all that. Okay, I've been there. Okay, I've been there. And I'm about to be the one here, okay? So get ready for me to pop up here, too.
Oh, okay? My God, okay.
I'm a hell of a writer, okay? I don't know what you're talking about. My penmanship is mean.
Okay.
Okay. So just know that. Okay, so is there any ideas you have in your mind you can talk about?
Of this project?
Yeah.
Because
I heard a couple of them, and I liked them when I was at the house.
Which ones do you remember, Eddie?
There was one, but like a Cinderella, a hood Cinderella. Wasn't no Cinderella?
Okay. If we did say that, didn't go through.
Damn.
If we did have it,
that's what I wrote.
Oh.
Damn, okay. No, I'm messing with
you. I'm like, oh.
No, that's probably why. But mom, remember that one, right? Don't put me out there like that. Okay. We had Tatiana. Yeah. You would have new thought
ain't
on
that trademarked
scene.
From Blueface or something?
I'm messing with you.
I'm like, we cannot do that.
Okay. No, I'm
even if we liked it, we can't do that.
Okay. Well, I wrote one about a 18-year-old girl who is about to leave out in the world.
Okay.
But she doesn't want to leave her cancerous father, who stays back, who's light skinned and a comedian.
Oh, this
comedian.
Is serious.
Yeah, it's a serious drama.
Are you the cancerous father?
Did I get the part? I damn ain't got no more hair on here. So. No, okay. Yeah.
All right.
Well, I was faking the cancer because I didn't want you to leave because I was hurt that you were going to leave me in the house and I was going to pay all the bills, and that's what the movie's about.
Got you.
And at the end, you realize love is love. You'd never leave your father.
Okay. That's deep.
All right. So give me one of you.
We can talk about
We have a meeting at your house? Okay.
Yeah, we can. I'll set the table, I guess.
Damn. Okay.
No, I mean, we have a whole bunch of stuff coming, I think, which is amazing because we have our heads of TV and heads of film, which is Jamila Jordan and Nicole Dow, who kind of are out there looking for those amazing projects.
Okay.
And I mean, if I could tell you one, it could probably be like Step Monster. I think I could tell you that one.
I remember. Okay, I remember. Was that the house?
Yeah.
Yes, I remember Stepmom at the house.
Okay.
All right, so let's talk about Stepmom.
Yeah.
Just a quick idea of it.
Yeah. So Step Monster is Yeah, so that's a dope one. It's basically a father-daughter film.
That's why I remember it.
Mm-hmm. It was a father-daughter film, and the long story short, the dad gets married.
Yeah.
Secretly.
Mm-hmm.
And the daughter tries to break up the relationship before they say I do. And it's supposed to be a back and forth battle with the stepmom and the soon to be stepmom. And it's a lot. It's really chaotic and dope. And
wow.
I see it being just very different from what we've seen thus far when mm-hmm. it comes to those kind of simplistic comedy
mm-hmm.
looks. I want it to feel very, like, dramatic and heightened and also funny, obviously. But, you know, I want it to feel, like, modernized.
Okay.
Just a little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that one's fun.
I remember. I honestly remember that script. I do remember. Well, we were going over talking about it, so.
That's what I can see that being done.
But with Will, of course. I remember his name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's great.
Fantastic, Will.
Mm-hmm.
Cast me in nothing, but that's all good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
no, I like Will. I really like Will. Excuse me. But then you also have your Disney show. Was it Saturday?
Yes.
That you're producing.
Yes.
I mean, do you sleep? What do you do? What do
no,
you do?
No, I don't. I'm really tired.
I know that's right. Because really you got to leave here and go somewhere. Wow.
Yeah, I do.
So what's the Saturday thing? So you jumped into the young girl tween. Is it called tweenish
yes.
age or whatever?
So I mean, obviously, I grew up a Disney Channel kid. I watched Raven's Home, those type of shows. That's like Cory mm-hmm. in the House, even mm-hmm. the fun ensemble ones like Good Luck Charlie. Those are my. Era of Disney
mm-hmm.
and I haven't seen stuff like that in a minute, so being able to have a Disney Channel show that brings back that nostalgic fun and even like grounded humor is really really fun. I think there's something that everybody can look at mm-hmm. when they watch this, and I'm actually really really proud of it.
Should be.
Yeah,
should
we
be.
we have Norman Vance as the writer.
Okay.
And no, he's amazing.
Yeah, oh my goodness, isn't it your father? Or not your father.
I'm not in it.
Right.
Yeah.
The person's father. Right.
Yeah, I'm not in it. But it's Omar Gooding and Golden Brooks as
okay.
the parents.
Nice
and
choice.
Yeah, I think being able to book amazing talent that are young black girls.
You were in the booking process? You were in the casting?
Yeah, no, wow. my favorite process is the casting
part. Wow.
Yeah. And I'm able to have a voice in that, which is great. I get to pick. So
you know what's funny about being that on both sides? When I was directing stuff, I would see people come in all nervous and something like that. You know, mm-hmm. like, and I remember me being that same person.
Same. Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh
that's
my
why
God.
I love it so much.
I one time wrote a part for somebody and like celebrated for you to be you. Just be you.
Mm-hmm.
And that person came in, couldn't even be themselves. I was like, just open. I had to take them outside the casting room. And I said, look, man, just come in and say whatever you want to say. I don't give a damn. Just talk. Just say something. And he just couldn't. He just giggling, laughing. And, you know.
Have you ever had a bad audition?
You mean mm-hmm. as the, oh yeah, well yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And you know it too. I just damn. Ask me how many good ones I had. Damn, I can tell you three. Okay.
Oh, not three.
Yeah.
I mean that's important. Yeah. Like three
but,
songs.
But I'm gonna tell you, like all actors say, give me the part and I'll tear it up.
Okay.
You know what? I ain't gonna mention to my name. Now I'll tell you what I do. When I was casting my people, you know, mm-hmm. people, I would bring an actor in to play the opposite part that they're gonna be reading. You know, next song.
Oh yeah.
Just because I thought it was fair. Because I used to read with somebody. I ain't gonna mention their name. And they would read. I could be yelling at them. You know, the scene me and you yelling. And I hate you. I'm gonna divorce you. And she'd be like, I hate you too. Get out of my damn face. I'm like, bitch, I'll kill you. I'll kill you too. Like, who does that? Yeah, I was like, what is this? And I'm like, trying to stay mad. She's like, get out of my house before I call my father and he'll shoot you, motherfucker. I'm like, yeah, good Lord. And he's like, okay, thank you. You didn't do well. But you didn't do well. Shit. Let me not call you back. It's okay. Damn that. I just thought that was unfair when the cast director does, you know, it's just so. You know, come on, give me a little something. So yeah so that I would do that for actors because I care so much for actors. And as a director, I think I'm a very good director for actors, more than I say technical and all that kind of stuff.
Same.
I can bring that out of you, you know, and you know, and the little stuff I've done, the little movies I've produced myself, the acting has been really good. Not about people who have never acted before, but I can see something in them. You
exactly.
know what I'm saying?
So,
and
some of the actors in Saturdays, this was like their first TV show.
Wow.
Like, you know, like how Blackish was with me. And I think, piggybacking on what you were saying, I'm really good at notes. Like, uh-huh. I'm really good at, like, kind of giving an actor feedback to where they can hear it and understand the words, and it doesn't, because like I'll do an audition sometimes, like early on, back when I did it, like I would, like someone would give me a white guy would be like, oh, you gotta do this, and I'm like, okay, so then I'll try my hardest to try to figure out what right. he was saying, and then I'll feel like weird within myself because I'm like, I think that's what he meant,
right?
So being able to give that person notes to where they can understand, because I was in that position at one point to where I didn't understand, mm-hmm. and because, you know, even the simplest way that people express what they want mm-hmm. cannot get you the job. You know what I mean?
I get it.
So yeah, I think being able to do that, or even telling somebody like they got to do this
right.
to make it work within themselves.
You know? I feel like a lot of times comedians overact, like stand-up comics, they overdo stuff, you know, because
I've noticed that. Yeah. I've seen a lot of auditions with stand-up comedians.
What you say? Hell no, you crazy?
Yeah.
Well, girl.
It's giving vine.
Like, really? Like bring it down a notch, brother.
Not again.
Yeah, bring it two notches down, we'll do it. The movie you have, you're surrounding yourself with a lot of people. Was that Fantasy Football? Mm-hmm. Good Lord. And what's his name? Hardwick?
Omari.
Yeah, come on. All the women want to be with him. With him.
Yeah,
you got a chance to act with him.
Yeah.
Who else was in that?
Kelly Rowland.
Kelly Rowland. Come on.
Yeah.
You ain't going to be on no BET movie.
Oh.
Oh, you're already?
No.
Okay. I'm just saying, the levels are changing for you. I'm just saying. Levels. No disrespect to BET, because I'm trying to get my movie on BET.
You trying to get your movie to BET?
I'm trying to be on BET, okay?
Oh, then why are you saying that?
Because I'm a hater. What you gonna do? I'm petty, and I'm a hater.
Take
my mouth, okay? Okay. Your mother taught you how to play the game. Well, not play the game, be in the game. Right. I don't know how to play it, okay?
Yeah.
That's my problem, okay?
Yeah.
My player. So I'll tell you, yeah. All right, so let's talk about, let's just get out the game. I'm quite sure you get a lot of haters in your DM.
Mm-hmm. Well, not DMs, but comments.
Well, comments, or the comments itself. Like, how do you handle that at such a young age?
I ignore it. And even knowing my parents will...
laugh at it, look at it?
Yes, my mom will snapshot, like, a comment and then send me what the profile pic looked like.
Heck no.
It's just so funny, but not outwardly, obviously, but it's always just like in our group chats and our family right. group chats or like,
right.
It's just funny.
But you know, I've known that's become like a mental, like, what do you call it? The disease for younger kids have to go through those things. How would you tell a young lady how not to handle that kind of stuff? You know, everyone doesn't have a mother like yours that'll sit there.
Right.
And it gets to some kids and they're, you know, can do all kind of crazy stuff. Worse than suicide,
right,
do crazy
right.
stuff, do stuff they wouldn't. How would you tell a young person to handle that?
It can be a lot. And I mean, sometimes you do think about what that person said.
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned, like, I used to say just ignore it, but sometimes you can't because it's, you know, comments are kind of like a real thing about just how real life is. You're going to have people who hate you because they just do. And
right.
they'll find different things to pick on you to bring you down. And I wouldn't say ignore it because that's not real life. You know what I mean? It's not, you can't ignore like the bad stuff in the world because mm-hmm. it's just there. You know, you can't not watch the news because you just don't want to have that negativity. You got to watch the news to know what's happening.
Sure.
So I think figuring out or learning yourself and figuring out a way to cope with it is the best way to do it. Finding yourself and being confident in who you are, I think that helps a lot sure. And you know, I think when you work on yourself, you will look back at that comment and be like, you know what I mean? It's not gonna be that big of a deal to you because you love yourself. You know what I mean?
Sure.
You strive to make you happy, not other people.
Right.
I think that's important.
And many times, the people don't even know you. They don't even know you. Sometimes people say stuff to me. I'm like, you have no idea. You're way off bar, you know, way off of who I am. And they just want to bother me. They just want
to get it. It can be funny.
Just wonder, yeah.
That's like, how. Really? That's why it's like, I don't look at the comments, but when I see one, it's just like, it's funny to me, you know, because they don't know me at all. And that's the funny thing about it. So it's just a way that you just got to cope with it within yourself. I kill them with sarcasm.
I do the same thing.
Or just kill it with just like, you know, not having it be that big of a deal in my mind.
Right.
So
that's cool.
That's what I mean by just learning yourself so you don't have to worry about it.
Well, let me ask you, as a successful young black woman, do you have any pressures of feeling like you're a spokesman for young black women at all? Or you know? people idolize you. They want to, you know, they look up to you, ask you questions. They probably DM you, ask you all kinds of stuff. Help me with this, help me with that. Do you feel that pressure?
Well, sometimes. I do. I think, but I think that's just me wanting to help and wanting to be a part of the culture and moving it forward. The pressure is mostly me, to be honest. I'm putting that pressure on myself. Nobody is really putting it on me, but I just really want to make people proud and know and show them really what I'm capable of, you know? It's the worst feeling is that know what you're capable of, but you can't speak it or be out loud about it, or no one is looking at you. Like, that's the worst feeling, you know? So having an amazing audience from all different ages, you know, it being able to have that for them or be that for them is pretty dope. And, you know, sometimes I see acting or, you know, another something going on. I'm like, yeah, I got to be there for them because this ain't it.
Wow.
You know, sometimes I got to be like, you know, sometimes you see like, I'm pretty sure you see like comedians sometimes. You're like, yeah, that was funny. I got to be there for them. You know what I mean? Like, let me be this, you know, and help. I want to help. You know what I mean? So that's my main thing.
Well, okay, let me ask you on this, because we get on and off it about haters. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, the thing you went through with Fenty, to be dressed like that, the backlash.
Ew.
Was that easy to handle? Was that something your mother helped you get through, your father helped you through? Like, that was, you know.
That one was different because I was in the middle of a press run. Like, I was in the fantasy football press tour. So all that was going on while I was focused on something totally different.
Why?
So I really wasn't looking at it. I swear I wasn't. And my family would be texting me, and my aunts would be like, "Girl, are you okay?
Girl, you look good, girl."
Like, I'm like, "What are y'all even talking about?" Someone sent me like the shade room or something. Like, they're talking about you, girl. You know I'm here for you.
Right.
I'm like, girl, I'm focused on these bullet points that I need to figure out for fantasy football. Like, I really was not, you know, I really wasn't looking at it. But also too, I had fun. You know what I mean? Like, being in the Savage Fenty show was just one of the most coolest things ever to me. So, and I knew something was gonna be like a breakthrough. Obviously, people are gonna be like, "Whoa, wait a minute!" But sometimes you need to have those breakthroughs for people to listen and for people to be like, "Oh, she is growing up," you know.
Right.
And the transition is hard, you know, and that's why that's also why young actresses and actors go through this tough thing about getting jobs again, because it's just like it's hard for that transition. People will always look at you as a certain thing. And it's really difficult.
Right.
It can really take a toll on somebody that's trying to break through.
Right.
So I feel like I've been true to myself and doing what I love and saying yes to things that will make me happy and be goals for me.
Right.
And I've always wanted to wear Rihanna at some point. So
sure.
Getting that, I was like, oh, yes. I don't care what nobody says. I'm doing it.
So. But you know, but you can understand why people kind of grew up on you as you're their baby, you're their little girl, you know, whatever, you know, the cute little 10-year-old, 12-year-old. They're not ready to see you as a grown person. They're not ready. Damn, you ready to see yourself. You know what you're going through, but they feel like they're not ready to see you. And they were heaping that onto you. Mm-hmm. You got to be a grown woman eventually. Who are they to say this is the time, this ain't the time for you to be grown? Like, you know, you was 17. Right. I think you were 17 at the time. Maybe was that 18?
No, I was 18.
Oh, 18.
I was 18.
You're legal. You can go to the Army. You can go to the Army. You can go to the Air Force. Come on now. She can drive a car.
I know.
What's wrong with y'all?
And it's crazy because they're like, oh, she's not 18 yet. And then I turn 18. They're like, oh, no, she just turned 18. Don't say that. I'm like, when will it be enough?
Right.
They'll be like, stop growing up. I'm like, dang, if I don't grow up, I'm going to die. You want me to die?
I heard that. Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to die.
And they'd
that's
be happy.
Crazy.
And they'd be happy for it. She died at 17 and a half.
All I'm right, like, that's crazy. That's what y'all said. Y'all wanted it. No,
right,
I'm kidding,
right.
I'm kidding. But no, I mean, I think, honestly, there has been a breakthrough of some way because I've honestly been hearing, oh, that's Marseille Martin. Like, when people look at me, they're like, that's Marseille Martin. Not, that's Diane or that's Jordan.
There
or
you
that's
go.
Whatever.
Right.
And that's the biggest thing for me. That's the biggest accomplishment for me. That I haven't heard that's Diane in, like, it's been a long time.
Wow.
It's been a long time. And for me, I think just the little details in that tell me that I'm on the right path and I'm doing good. And when they're like, I'm Marseille Martin, and I'm like, I'm proud,
right,
you know?
Right, right.
Like I'm happy. I'm happy with it.
Well, you know, don't let the haters get to you. Continue to do what you do as far as that's concerned.
Yeah.
Get that grown woman look. Get them grown woman parts. Well, you know, young lady parts, whatever, not the little bait, you know, 15.
Right.
And shove it down their throats constantly, and they'll shut up. They'll be like, you know what? Yeah, she fine. Yeah, it's working. I see her now. That's Marseille. That ain't dying no more. You just shove it down their daggone throats. Damn them.
You know what's crazy? I'm not even being a grown woman. I'm just being 18. That's the thing. Like, I'm not being older than,
right.
You know
but
what I
even
mean?
Even 18,
yeah,
you
know,
they want you at 12. Speaking of that, I heard him. I thought your mama's a grown man be trying to holler at you in the DM, dude. Grown ass man? What the hell going on here? Fellas, what's wrong with you?
You talk to them.
She just turned 18. You've been in that DM for too long. Need your ass in jail. Give me the DM names. Send them to me. I got something for your ass. You DM her. Talking about she want to holler at you, 42 years old.
What's wrong with you? 42 is crazy.
32.
No, not 40. Sometimes. Okay. It's crazy.
22?
Yeah.
Well, 40. All right. When you're 22, you can holler. But me and you got the same high school picture. Well, that's your ass. Okay. Your shit's still in black and white. Your high school picture. That's your ass. Okay.
The vintage.
Okay. We're not going to do. Damn. I just see everything is coming at you. I think it's dope. All right, let me think some fun stuff. Like hobbies. What hobbies you do? What are some of the things you do?
Ooh, I love to sleep.
Damn, that's a hobby?
Well,
these new kids.
I love to sleep.
What the hell does that mean?
I love to sleep. I love.
Big old comforter.
Meditation. I love comforters.
Yes, me too, yes.
I love room decor. I love looking at homes. That is a hobby, I guess.
Okay.
Like, you know, going through open houses. Okay. I like stuff like that. I'm in this real estate flipping homes type of era now. So I like looking at stuff like that. I like to swim.
I can't even imagine what you're gonna do when you're 40. You're gonna be wore out. You got real estate, you got a movie producing.
Hopefully when I'm 40, like I can, you know, just be chilling on a boat somewhere.
Don't say that. I'm over 40 and I ain't chilling.
Or have a podcast.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Damn. So you like? So your thing is sleeping.
Yeah. Well, yeah, just sleeping. I like chilling. I like having anything that revolves around relaxation is my favorite thing right now. Like
relax in the kitchen. Okay. Learn how to cook. Okay. Men like that.
Yeah. Men like that. You sound like my dad.
Yeah. Well, we do. Yeah. Yeah. You gonna get married and stuff. Yeah. One day. Cook. Yeah. Cook.
Okay. Cook. Wait, this is misogynistic, no?
Yeah.
Well, hold on. Me too, right?
Right. Oh,
no,
damn.
Not me too.
Me too. Damn, hold on. No, I'm agreeing. Okay, damn the cooking. All right.
Not me too.
All right, sleep. Let's go to sleep. Ain't nothing wrong with sleeping.
This is so
wrong. Ain't nothing wrong with sleeping. I love sleeping too.
Right.
Sleeping the best. You can hire a cook. Oof.
Most chefs are dudes, though, right?
Yeah.
So, like.
They're not straight either. Okay, real men don't. Come on. I mean, I cook, but you know, I'm a rarity. I cook.
Yeah, and you talking about right. Straight men don't.
But I want my woman to cook too, though.
Question mark.
You know, one time I asked a girl.
You in Atlanta too?
I asked a young girl. I know, that's right. I asked a young girl. I said I wanted breakfast in bed. You know what she told me? Sleep in the kitchen. Kind of trash. That's true. See, that ain't funny. That's trash. Only thing you young girls can make is reservations.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That's deep.
Okay.
Nah, I'm going to learn how to cook what I want to learn how to cook. But, okay. I think, you know, that's
what can
important.
You cook? Give me a cook. Give me a dish. Can you cook anything? Now, we're getting some real stuff now. Damn, the first part of the interview. Let's get down. Can you cook something?
Hold on. Let me think.
And it better not have no four buttons you push. Beep, bop, beep, beep.
I was going to say, I make some good Eggos, man.
Oh, Mark. Oh, my God.
Eggos be going, all right, man. You add that cinnamon on it, it goes crazy.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Fellas, learn how to cook if you want to be with this young lady.
Cook for me, please.
Oh, wow. Wake up, you know, bring breakfast in bed. You'll be sleeping all the time.
Look, I'll get up for you, you know. I'll get up
you'll
and sit
your
at
man?
The
table. Oh,
no,
nice.
I'll get up and sit at the table for them. You don't have to bring it to bed.
Woo-wee!
You know, I think that's okay.
Woo-wee!
Yeah.
Times have changed. Your mother know how to cook?
Yeah, but
you
she
see?
Don't cook.
Huh?
My dad cooked most of the time.
But she knows how to cook.
She knows how to cook.
If your father hand get crippled one day, get some whatever you get, guess who's going to cook? Your mama. Your father wake up like this one day. It's hard to hit the microwave even with these.
That's
right, okay?
Crazy.
So remember, when this happens to your hubby, he wants you to cook then.
So something wrong with him if he's doing that then.
It's love. It's about love. No, what do you mean something? Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah, as you cook, if you
we
cook,
going to the hospital.
Damn.
And then we gonna get back in the kitchen.
If you cook a lot, your fingers just start creeping in like that when you're a man.
Hey, that's okay.
About 60?
We gonna get that checked out, and then we can
really?
Come back.
Oh my
yes.
God.
Because I love my man, and I want to make sure he okay.
Are you a ZX? What are you? Gen Z? Gen
a ZX?
I mean, I'm sorry. What do you call it?
So like Gen extra Z. Smaller than yeah. ZX? Sound like a clothing size.
What's the alphabet y'all?
Generation Z?
Is that what
Gen Z?
You're a Gen Z, right?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You're a Gen Z. That's my Gen Z. Okay. Damn. Okay, how about this then? Since you don't cook, you eat though, right?
Yo, I love to
okay.
eat.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is your favorite food?
I love soul food. I love
really?
Oxtails. I love
what?
Steak. I love. I'm really big on sweet potatoes, and
nice.
Mac and cheese, and collard greens.
Okay.
Thanksgiving
okay.
is my favorite holiday, so that should just say
nice.
Enough.
Nice. You ever had Thai food? I love Thai food.
If I have, it's not like memorable. I don't really remember it.
Wow.
Well, I mean, let me know.
I mean, that's cool. Yeah. No problem. Okay. Well, no. Okay.
I mean, you asked me. I answered.
You did, yeah. Soul
yeah.
food. But you're from Texas, so that's
yeah,
a soul
I'm from
food.
Texas,
yeah,
so it
you
makes
know
sense.
What I'm saying?
Do you like pineapple on pizza?
No. That's, pineapple does not belong on pizza.
Pineapple does belong
no.
on pizza.
No.
Okay. That's one of my favorite foods, too, is
really?
Pizza with pineapple, sausage, pepperoni, and tahini.
You eat cucumbers and peanut butter? Not cucumber. What that thing called? No, celery and cucumbers. You ever had that before?
Celery and cucumbers?
I mean, celery and peanut butter. I'm sorry.
I don't like peanut butter.
Oh, you don't?
No. Yeah. I can't. I don't like it.
Oh. Do you know if you have the hiccups, if you take a spoon of peanut butter, it'll stop right then and there.
Oh, I ain't doing that. I'm going to just keep this. I'm going to hold my breath.
Ain't that though? Ain't that, okay.
I do not like peanut butter.
Really?
I really don't.
Okay.
It's that and avocado for me. That's the only two things I don't eat.
Mm. What about sports? You watch sports?
Mm-hmm.
Like sports?
Yeah, I like sports.
What's your favorite?
Well, I usually go to football games with with my dad. He likes the Las Vegas Raiders, so every time they play,
oh,
we go to Vegas.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't be yelling like, you know, you be screaming
no,
like.
No, I just be sitting there enjoying the crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the stadium. It looks nice.
Really?
I take pictures for home decor.
Yeah.
With the stadium. It's all sleek and black. You know, I like that.
You don't yell out crazy stuff that don't make sense for football.
No. I watch him do it, though.
Oh, does? Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's fun. But
okay.
I like the other football, too. I like soccer. Soccer's cool.
Oh, okay. Soccer.
Yeah. It feels like it's easier to follow the game.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you got a couple points, I guess. Yeah.
It's so
yeah.
hard for me to follow football, man. It was hard.
But you're brilliant. You're a genius. You should follow everything. You should know everything. It should be nothing to you. I can't imagine you can't conquer anything.
Nah, bro. I don't.
Really?
I don't want to conquer.
Can't conquer
that
kitchen. That's what you can't conquer.
I can act like I'm conquering it, though. That's why I did fantasy football.
Oh, okay. Mm.
I acted the crap out of that. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know nothing.
Okay. Who, what, I'm going to say this. I'm only going to ask for three because there's many out there. I know you.
Okay.
But three female actresses you admire that you say, you know, I would like to be that one day. And I know there's thousands. I'm narrowing it down. So you other actresses, if she don't pick you, I asked her to narrow down to three.
All right, let me think. I'm going to say, okay, so I'm always a person, this is a lead up to my answer, but I'm always a person that likes to look at the art and craft while they're working. So it's hard for me to be like, oh, I aspire to be that person when I only see like them at a certain surface level, basically.
Okay.
I love being on set with that person and being able to watch them. You know?
Okay.
So I would say Regina Hall.
Okay. She's good. From
love
D.C.
Her.
Too.
Love
she's
her. She's from D.C.
Too.
That's
yeah,
cool.
Come on now.
No,
University.
I love her. Inside and out.
Okay. So many to pick from, I know.
Jeez, that's tough. Well, I would have to say Issa too, mainly just because of, like I said, the just her career.
Mm-hmm.
Her career and how she's made it just her own.
Okay.
And what she's done with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then let me think of one more.
You can be an older woman.
Yeah, I was thinking like Angela Bassett.
Oh, yeah. What happened? Did you say she didn't get the Oscar?
Yeah. I know a lot of people are mad about that.
I say this. You can't be mad at her for not winning if you didn't see the other woman's performance. Jamie Lee
so
Curtis.
That's what I was going to say, right?
Right.
I think, I mean, I love... Angela Bassett, she's just so amazing and sweet. And just a cool mom, too. I saw her at the Tyler, the Creator concert, and I was like, what are you doing here? What?
Wow. Okay.
So she's, like, she's so amazing and, like, such a sweetheart. And, no, I mean, seeing her... her catalog of just all the amazing things that she's done. I mean, I remember What's Love Got to Do with It, and I mean, it's just her craft is, and what she's cultivated for herself is amazing. And I think a lot of people, I want to say, being Oscar nominated is the most amazing thing in the world. Like, it's probably one of the biggest goals for me, for sure. Because I mean, you pick five actresses out of thousands and thousands of people, you know what I mean? And always from award shows, only one can win. And as tough as it is, I mean, all of those actresses deserved to be in that position. You know what I mean? I won't say like, oh, she should have got it or she shouldn't have got it, but I want people to understand that, like, I don't want, like, making other people feel bad about, you know, someone else winning.
Sure.
You know, it's just it doesn't really sit right with me. You know what I mean? And I think people gotta recognize, like, yes, she probably didn't need that reward, but also being nominated in itself in the biggest stage in the industry is amazing, and you know, people gotta respect that.
I look in your future, and I can see an Oscar.
Oh.
No, I'm Oscar Mayer Wiener. You're going to get in the kitchen and make a hot dog for somebody one day. Okay, we got to get that some jelly, some relish, and some mustard on there. Oh, my bad. I know. That's what we do here. All right. But
that's
look, crazy. All right, we got a segment here called IG Creeping.
Okay.
That's why I go on your IG. Our crew went on the IG page, and we want to talk about a couple of things. You know, so let me think. Let me, you tell me what you were thinking when you was when this was Oscar.
Gosh.
Look at you. Now I know why the grown men in your DM. Look at you, girl. You killing the game with this.
Thanks.
This ain't no 18-year-old. Grown ass woman right there.
I think it's the red that's like, oh wow.
Look, give me another picture. Let me put another picture there. Wow, look at that. That's a cold picture right there, girl. Ooh, wee. Look at you walking out. Look at them eyes. Look at that, boy. Your mama. Boy. Boy. One more. Can we get one more in that red dress? Yeah, look at that. What?
Stop breaking.
The Oscar, damn! Please. You need an Oscar for that outfit.
Thank you.
All right, okay. Hold on. What are you gonna say about that?
No, I mean.
Who picked this out? Who picked this outfit out?
Well, I mean, I have an amazing stylist.
Yes, you do.
Brian Javar.
What's up, Brian?
He is.
Shout out.
He is the key to all of my my outfits, and me and him, we go together. Basically.
Okay, there you
amazing.
Go.
But yeah, I mean,
nice.
I tried it on and yeah,
it worked.
These are quick too. Like I had to go. So we took these pictures in like less than 15 minutes.
Oh, okay. Show me another one. Ooh, look at you, girl. Look at you. Balling,
yeah.
showing. Mm-hmm. What are these awards for? What are these awards? These are
I think
awards.
This was the same year Little was nominated.
Nice.
So I got 3 awards for Blackish.
Okay.
And then, or it might be 2 awards. I really don't remember. But it was a mix between Blackish and Little that I won that year.
Well, you're killing the game. I got 2 things I'm going to show you, and then we can get you about here. I got a thing called Spin the Wheel. We're going to see you play this game. We'll see what kind of personality you have. It's what's the biggest lie you ever told? If it falls on that, you got to tell us that.
No
question.
Jesus. Okay.
What you want to get off on your chest? Who's your celebrity crush? You got to make a call to them, a fake call to them. Who'd you trade places with and why? And that's it. What's something you'll get off your chest?
Okay.
And let's see what you can spin. Come on, give a drum roll. Give a young lady a drum roll. Spin it. Go ahead, spin it. Let me see what you're going to come on. Woo! The biggest lie you ever told.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you got one ready, too. Cocked and
loaded. No, I don't. I'm like, I'm trying to think. Biggest lie I've ever told?
Yeah.
Huh. Let me think.
Told the guy you liked him, you really didn't like him? Told me he didn't stink and he really didn't stunk.
I do that all the time.
See, you be lying.
I don't be lying, but.
Oh, yeah, you be telling
you know,
me. You be
a lot of my friends say I lead people on. I don't. I don't think I do. My mom even says that. It's,
But you had a position. Yeah. You had a position where you ain't got to lie.
Yeah, I don't think I have to. I'm not even going to lie. I don't think I have to lie. I made a lot of little white lies, I think I've done that before.
Really?
I would say I told everybody in my school that Beyonce was my auntie back then.
That's a lot.
And I really did. I carried it. I carried it.
Beyonce was your really your cousin.
I will say.
What?
I will say. During all right, Blackish, when it was one of the callbacks, right? My mom wasn't in the room. I came back and mom was like, "How was it?" And I was like, "Oh my God, it was so good." I said, Lawrence Fishburne was in there. I said, I think the mom from Blackish was in there.
Right.
And it was literally just Anthony, Kenya, and the other writers. But I was so hyped to tell her. I was just telling her just anything.
Right.
And let me tell you, I said, which is really weird. I don't know how this happened, but I was like, she said, "Oh, who was the mom? Who's the mom?" Because we didn't know who the mom was. I was like, "Oh, it's that." And I was watching Girlfriends like the night before, mm-hmm. and I was like, "Oh, it's that
light skin one,
that light the curly yeah. that curly hair one with the with the mole, and you know she and she was like, "Oh, Tracy," and I didn't know her name at the time. I was like, "Yeah, her," and it ended up really being her.
Wow,
I'm not even kidding. I made that lie to her.
Really?
Because I was like, "Yeah, the mom was in there. I finally know who the mom is," and it really was her. I was like. That ain't coming out.
Well, you went to the Oscar parties.
Yeah.
And normally when you go to the Oscars, if you go to the Oscars, they give you a bag of stuff when you win and stuff.
Okay.
Well, we do a little baby gift bag here. Boo boo. Don't nobody else give you no bag, okay? Open up and look what's in that bag for you, okay? That's our swag bag. Check it out. That's all black owned products. Go ahead and pull them out and we'll discuss them real quick.
Okay.
That's my famous quote on here. Put it in the comments. Okay. I tell folks, put it in the comments.
Okay, period.
So just remember that, okay?
Okay.
Comedy Hype News. Shout out to Comedy Hype News. Okay, what else we got there?
A book.
That book is, what's that called? What that book say?
My 100 Homies and Phonies of Hollywood.
Ooh, I know a lot of people in Hollywood. You might be in the next one. I don't know which one I'm put you in. I don't know the homie or the phony. I don't know. Gosh. We'll find out.
Wait, is that Wendy Williams?
Yes, it is. Ooh, you got good eyes. Okay, yeah, that's Wendy.
Wait, is that Eminem?
Yes.
Why is he on here? Okay,
what? I met him. Wait a minute. Why is he on here? I met him.
It's just all these black people that did this Eminem.
Girl. Okay. Yeah. You're your mother's child. All right, what else? But that's a book you can read on the plane when you're flying. Man, I'm about to hang up. So you know what? Wow.
That's crazy.
She's clowning.
That's funny.
I love it. Next. I know. All right. What else we got in there?
Okay.
That's a card game right there.
Cool.
It's all black comedy, movies, or sitcoms, or whatever. So you run your friends and play with them. Playing Uno, play that black card. You can get that at comedyhype.shop/.
Oh, this
it's
promo.
It's going to be across here. It's promo.
This yeah. promo. Oh, okay. Are these the bands that you had to take off before?
No, this is real deal there, girl.
Did you take?
No. Mine were brown. I got you the black and gold
one. Oh, you got me the black
sister,
and gold ones. I like
you look
this.
Good in black and gold.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Look at that. Black-owned people make those stuff. There you go. Ooh.
Thank you.
Well, okay, look at that. You don't get no.
And then we got merch.
Okay, yeah, you got a little headband, right? And you ain't
official.
Oh, that's
a headband?
It's a headband for you at nighttime when you wrap your skull up.
Oh, my skull.
Whatever. You wrap the hair up and so you know how it goes.
All right.
Yeah.
Let me see.
And you ain't official until you got one of them joints.
Yeah.
Look at the front. That's that Pierre's Panic Room. Good material. Fill that material.
It's nice.
Marseille Martin, thank you so much for coming on, girl. It's been a minute trying to get you here. I'm so proud of you. Like I said, I remember you from a baby. And to get where you are now.
Thank you.
One last question I want to ask for this.
Okay.
What makes your parents the perfect parents for you?
Ooh.
You're going to take 10 seconds or whatever.
Okay. They're just unapologetically themselves always, all the time. They're just the perfect fit. It's just the perfect match. I really don't know how to describe it. They are the realest people I know. And a lot of people say that. It's not just me because, I feel like a lot of people are biased from their parents. They'd be like, "Oh my God, my mom's amazing." And they're actually like terrible. Mm-hmm. But my parents are amazing. And they're not people that are trying to live through their kid or just want to be in Hollywood. They bring the realness to Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is important. Yeah. And I think being able to create and break boundaries in this way, there are no other people I can think of doing it with.
Beautiful.
You know what I'm saying?
Beautiful. So. Beautiful. Yeah. Well, yeah. Thank you for coming out, y'all.
Thanks.
Thank y'all for watching, y'all. This is my girl, Mark Shannon. Bye-bye. Marseille Martin.
Wow, let me get out of here.
All right, I'll see you at home.
I'm Marseille Martin, and I survived Pierre's Panic Room.
Turn me up a little bit.
If you like that show, like, subscribe, and comment below. You know, hit the notification bell. Hit the subscribe button, man. We want you around. Appreciate it.